Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Amanda Radke as she talks about those folks that hate animal agriculture. Back on that in just a moment.
If you purchased Orscheln Premium 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid or MileMaster 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid, you may be entitled to a cash payment as part of a class action settlement. Learn more by visiting 303settlement.com or calling 866-742-4955. Your compensation may include cash awards for up to a full refund of the purchase price for all fluid purchased, plus reimbursement for equipment repairs, parts, and damage. Visit 303settlement.com or call 866-742-4955. This notice is authorized by the federal court and is directed to those who bought 303 Tractor Hydraulic Fluid. Your claim deadline is August 31st, 2020, and you may be eligible for a monetary settlement. Act now by visiting our class action website at 303settlement.com or by calling 866-742-4955.
She's a ranch lady from South Dakota, and she also works for Beef Magazine as a blogger. Amanda Radke, one of those speaking at the virtual conference All Tech One this week. And one of the things she talked about were the challenges of folks that hate animal production agriculture, animal rights activists who have adopted the concept of never let a good crisis go to waste.
No shock here, but it's the animal rights activists, and they're at it again. Let me give you a few examples. These bad actors have been busy chipping away at our freedoms to own and use livestock and animals in food, medicine, research, and more. These groups have targeted U.S. meat producers and their federal aid support, claiming that only plant-based producers that produce sustainable and climate-friendly foods should be allowed anything in the stimulus package. What's more, they've been able to recently lobby to successfully ban horse carriage businesses in Chicago. As the stock markets have crashed, they've been able to cheaply buy stocks in high-end clothing companies with the hopes of having the leverage to ban wool and fur in the future. What's worse, they've pushed to eliminate the use of animals in research as scientists work hard to find treatments and vaccinations for the COVID-19 virus. And perhaps most awful of all, they've written editorials that blame meat eating and animal production on the coronavirus. If you're not fired up about this now, it's time to wake up to the very real threat of these extremists on our future in animal agriculture and as meat eaters.
Radke says during this pandemic, we have seen consumers like the idea of buying meat and animal protein products. She cites one recent study conducted by StockPicks of thousands of consumers.
47% of consumers are stocking up on essential items, with 78% saying that doing so made them feel safer. Three-fourths of respondents said that they had difficulty finding chicken and other meats, as well as bread, eggs, and milk when they went grocery shopping. David Fish, ShopKick General Manager, said right now, it is critical for retailers to have a finger on the pulse of what is most essential to consumers, especially as this situation continues to evolve. That advice certainly applies to beef producers as well. I urge you to avoid the political mudslinging and the fear-mongering that is so prevalent on social media right now. Instead, beef producers need to serve as a factual, transparent, calm, and approachable resource for consumers who genuinely have questions about how their beef is produced and what they're buying at the grocery store right now. For example, in the last several weeks, I've had many consumer questions sent my way, including things like, Amanda, do I need to throw my meat out in light of these packing plant closures? Is my meat contaminated with COVID-19? Is this a foodborne illness? Can I get coronavirus from livestock or pets? And why are we euthanizing animals anyway? Can't we just donate to a local food bank? Now, these questions highlight the real need for fact-based information to be shared. Purdue University's Q&A fact sheet is just one example of a great resource that we can reference when answering consumer questions on social media. The good news is, as we have seen countless people rise to the occasion as they step into advocacy roles through media interviews, For example, recently my friend and Nebraska cattle feeder Joan Ruskamp did an excellent interview on TV where she talked about the challenges facing beef producers and processors. And through that interview, she also reassured consumers that our beef is still safe and available for them to enjoy.
South Dakota Ranch Lady Amanda Radke, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Featuring the dispersion of Hall Cattle Company's Oklahoma division, including 55 fall calving Limflex females and 17 fall bred Limflex heifers, just to name a few. Call 580-597-3006 or go to coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The annual Limflex and Limousine Production Sale, May 23rd at 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga on Highway 5.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.